And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion. We threw that game. We gave it away by doing that. We gave them the friggin' game. In my opinion, that sucked. What's that? Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
Less than an hour, huh?
Yeah. This is on the 126. First podcast 2018?
Yep, first podcast 2018.
I'm feeling positive about it, but I'm not feeling positive about my beard. It's really bothering me today. I don't know why. I'm using new shit. It has grotein in it to help, like, fill it out. I got to go to, like, a barber and get it trimmed, I think.
Yeah, I mean, certain shit, barber's just better at.
Yeah, I don't like doing any of that. It's, like, almost like, I don't have the luxury right now to do it, but I would love to get, like, a pedicure because my toes are, like, fucked.
That sounds good, too.
Yeah. Speaking of fuck Banks, dude. I'm so over Banks. Not Lloyd Banks.
Where's Lloyd Banks?
I don't know. Where's 50 Cent? I mean, I just,
Well, we know where he at with power in the movies and shit, but where's Lloyd Banks?
With, like, the fucking Banks. Okay, so it looks like I'm going to overdraft $5 yesterday, right? Because I just paid the rent, and I was, like, really happy that I made it.
Right.
You know, and I didn't have to fucking move. So I was able to pay the fucking rent by myself. And, I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, I could see in my account, like, all right. Of course, some, like, a fucking tip from a restaurant went in later. You know, one of those things that you don't account for. So it's like, fuck. I tell her, I'm like, yo, can you Venmo me, like, $20?
Yeah.
I'll give you the cash. I have the cash. I just can't get it right.
I got
yeah.
You.
Same thing while I'm doing it today.
Right.
So, okay, so, all right. Then I won't get the fucking fee.
Right.
These cocksuckers, okay, midnight, the fee goes through.
Yeah.
12:01, the Venmo goes through. So they put it in after just so they can charge you that fucking fee.
So what's your...
$33 on fucking $5, dude. And the money was there. That just... I mean, I hate my fucking bank. Union Bank can suck a dick. I'll call you out. I'm shouting out.
What made you go with Union Bank?
Because at the time when I was at the old spot, they started doing all their banking with Union. And so they said if you sign up... this is when I did not have a bank account.
Okay.
And I was just going to the liquor store and then 7-Eleven for money orders.
I remember them good old days.
Yeah. And I almost want to go back to
them. Man, I remember them days. It was so good.
Fucking A.
So all my checks.
They're like, if you go to Union, it'll be direct deposit, which would be great for me. I don't got to go somewhere, you know. Wrong. They never did direct deposit. They totally lied to me. But I was all set up. And then I had everything set up on the mobile app. So, like, it is very easy now when I have money in the bank. Like, because the new job is all direct deposit.
Okay,
so it does go right to my account. And then say, like, this Wednesday coming up, I'll just rock out all my payments. So that's way easier than me going to 7-Eleven and buying fucking 15 money orders and writing the goddamn things out and then sending them out.
A big beard to go with it.
Yeah. A beard that's just not doing what it's supposed to do today. Maybe it's the beard butter.
It's very thick.
Yeah, I don't know. On this side looks good. This side looks straggly. I don't get it. It's not. I didn't trim it or anything.
You brush it?
Fuck yeah. For like 20 minutes before you got here. I'm trying to like work shit out. And in my hair, I'm not like... I'm shave everything off. What the fuck? I'm going to try and have a fucking long beard and like this sculpted hair. Fuck it.
I like this portable.
That's a whole fucking thing. Check this out. So she... for like weeks, like UPS or somebody in like one of her buildings dropped this off for like UPS to take back. It was like an Amazon order. But like nobody would take it. The mailman wouldn't take it. FedEx wouldn't take it.
Nah, can't touch it.
And it's like, it's not ours, left alone. So they finally get a hold of Amazon. Amazon's like, just throw it out. You know, I'm sure we refunded them. So she opens it up and she's like, oh, fuck it, I'll keep this. It's a portable charger, RAV Power. You could fit up to 3 phones in here. And the charge lasts about 12 hours.
God,
watch how fast it charges your phone. It charged my phone from 20 to 100 in under 40 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rav Power.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a $60 fucking item. She's like, oh, I'll keep it. Was, and it, okay, so, I mean, that'll lead me to a story. It definitely helped out this weekend on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So New Year's Eve, I got to work at the liquor store. I got to open there. Mm-hmm. Then I got to go to the other spot. So I put in like a 14 and a half, 15 hour day.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, we might have people over. And I'm like, but if the place ain't done,
yeah,
there's no place for them to stay. And she's like, no, we're Mexican. It'll, we'll make it work. I'm like,
yeah, you got, and you got a room. You need some blankets.
I'm like, all right. You know, I think,
you got a sofa.
I almost like don't care. So I'm thinking it's like going to be two, three people. I come in. It's like seven people deep, two dogs. A little kid running around.
What was the food situation like? That's what I wanted.
Well, okay, I had to get a propane tank because ours ran out. So I had to bring the propane tank. And then they started cooking at about 12:30.
It's not bad.
Okay, we had sparklers and little snaps and shit going on.
What was on the grill?
Her sister.
No, what's she cooking?
Oh, carne asada. We had tamales. Chicken. The chicken was really good, actually.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Rice and beans from Verita. I gotta be honest, Verita has some fucking good ass food.
They do have some good ass food.
That's no joke. Like even their little, that the little
they got
food counter.
Good salsa's good every day. So yeah, some good shit.
And but you know what? All right, I know it was a long day, and like normally I just would have came home and crashed. I'm like, fuck it, it's New Year's Eve.
Right. Yeah.
And I haven't honestly since we've been together. I haven't been able to spend a New Year's with her. One year she was in.
There you go.
One year she was in Hawaii. One year I was at the Rose Bowl.
There you go.
And now this year we actually got to spend together, so it was sort of nice. But I'm the only one who's got to work the next day.
What time do you have to be door?
2:30.
Oh, that's good. That's not bad.
Though. No, I know. So we go to sleep at 3:30, zooted.
Right.
Okay, her mom and her sister-in-law, they take the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other...
When they took it, where did they take it?
They took it down the street and they brought it back.
Oh, okay.
All right. And then her sister, brother-in-law, and the kid, they all, and the dogs all slept in the room on the floor.
Because that's a big-ass room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just don't
I know, I just wish I had like the bed in there for them to stay. And so I pass out, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to work tomorrow.
And we said 3:30.
All of a sudden, I wake up. It's like 8 o'clock, and it's like her niece is like, Brandon. She's like tapping me.
I'm like,
hey, how you doing? She's like, everybody's making breakfast. I'm like, okay. I get up. Everybody's up, spry.
Right. They all.
I'm like, what the fuck? You guys slammed a huge bottle of Jack Daniels and a 30-pack of beer, and everybody's up.
Right.
I'm like, I had a pick to myself. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. You guys know like, how to fuck I need a little nap, a little extension. Y'all
that was actually what I wrote down. Was like, New Year's Eve, the in-laws, but then the follow-up date. Mm-hmm. If you ever notice, all these parties include
a follow-up
date.
Yeah, definitely. The backyard boogie. Every story you've ever told me about them is a follow-up date. Yeah. And it usually turns into just part two. We just call it part two.
Yeah. It's a 1.5. It's not, not as zooted.
Yeah.
But
it's an extension of
zootedness. You know what it is? No, it's not like... A second date, it's a continuation of...
It's like a celebration, bitches.
Anyway, it was nice, and I was, like, really pissed I had to go to work. Because it was fun. Like, we're watching movies, and I was happy, number one.
Because they're going to go all day. You had to go to work, but they was going to chill it out.
I ended up taking a nap. Everyone kept,
because even at 8:30, you can wake up, eat breakfast till 11.
They kept, you okay? I'm like, yeah. Let me just take a nap.
Till 11. You can still go to sleep from like 11 to 2.
I did like a noon to 1.
Yeah, that's cool. See?
Yeah,
that was good. A little power, a little boost.
That was it. A little bootsy. But it was nice because they, like, for her family to see the place because they've never been here. Mm-hmm.
And this shit is nice, y'all. I want to let y'all know. I know y'all can't see this shit. But I'm going to tell you. Shout out to Big Nasty, because he wasn't no like nasty dude, even though we call him Big Nasty. Like,
oh, he's never here.
He never was here, but it was like, now I see it becoming like homie type shit.
Yeah.
You know?
I
not homie like Vatos or the Essays. I mean,
or the
like
clown.
Homie, or the clown, right. I'm sorry. Name one.
Or the little guys you buy from
Little guys you buy from the vending machines. Yeah. Right. We're specifically speaking of homie, like a good home feel.
Maybe like H-O-M-E-Y.
This is the year they got to get all this shit we be saying. They got to get this
shit. I don't know. I think we got some new listeners.
That was a good one right there. That was like, that one was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, every time we keep saying it's good, they might be like, fuck you guys.
They might be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yourself.
Right. But, I mean, homies in a vending machine, first to incorporate that in there. That was pretty good.
Yeah. The homies are fucking kind of dumb.
Homies, man.
But, and I'm glad. I think that, like, when he moved in, and we moved in here together.
Yeah.
It's like There's no plans of like...
Right, right. Hey, two men rolling.
Yeah,
we're just gonna play this shit by ear.
This is a play, you know,
hey, we're gonna play this by ear.
When,
okay.
when you live with D, it wasn't like,
right.
Oh, we're gonna have this bachelor pad. Yeah, no. Well, you did.
Right, but we didn't plan none of that shit. You didn't plan that shit. You just like, yeah, you know what? This is cool.
And how about the chalk wall? We finally got some chalk to use on there.
I like it.
What's your favorite one on there? I know what mine is.
What's maca for? The caca.
Tupac was here, dog.
Tupac was here. Good. How y'all just gonna put V-Ron for it?
I wrote that. I was kind of zooted.
That one's just, and it's like dead in the fucking middle. I'm sure she loves the fact that it's right under the fucking wolves. Like, yeah.
One of my favorites is, look at the bottom.
LookingGoodReal.com. True man is gay. Damn.
With a Wu-Tang symbol.
Yeah. That's a good shit.
I mean, I'm going to have to clean. She's like, you're fucking cleaning that. Like, all right. It's kind of fun, though.
And I see what you meant with it getting on the ground. Like, the little...
Yeah, and I don't know how to go about that. Yeah. Unless we put something...
But it don't look bad, though. You just got to probably wipe it every day. Just sweep up.
Something like... Yeah. Unless, like, we put something on there and we just leave it.
God gets a lot of boners.
I tried to put all the homies up there.
Oh, my God.
Her brother-in-law I got up there. Frosty Hearts Cock.
Where Frosty... Oh, Frosty Hearts Cock. I'm sure he was happy to see that.
Oh, he probably sure, fucking loved it, actually. Sure
Frosty was like, you fucking white boy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm now starting to get super anxious about the move. Mm-hmm. Not the fact of her moving in, but the physical part of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, because she doesn't have a lot of shit. I don't know why it's bugging me out so much. You know what it is? Okay, I'll tell you. I've become that guy since I'm doing the closing shift. Mm-hmm. Like, I bitched about because they had me opening and now I'm closing, yep. Which I wanted anyways. I'm not like a morning person,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, it takes me a while to get going.
Get revved up.
And so, like, if we're going to start this move shit at, like, 8 a.m., I'm going to have to be up at, like, 6:30, and I got to close probably the night before.
Yeah.
Not a lot of sleep. Then I got to be moving. I don't, for no reason, it's unneeded.
On that one-time thing, ain't nothing.
Unneeded anxiety. Ain't for no time. Reason. Ain't it's stupid. See, what I should have done was just taken off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Why do I just take off one fucking day? I'm just an idiot sometimes. Like, every time I take a vacation, mm-hmm. I go back to work. The day after, when I should take that day off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. And then the whole time, like, why didn't I just take this day off?
Right.
It's not going to make that much of a difference. You know what I mean?
I do.
Fucking idiot Brandon. Fuck. Piece of shit. Okay. So we got playoffs starting.
Yes. Wait, before we go to that, yo. Did you watch college, the playoff, college playoff?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Obviously, an all SEC college championship is interesting.
Right.
I kind of see what Saban's saying about they should move it maybe a little more to the middle of the week to give the players some more time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you just had a month off, dude.
I know, but still, after you go out there and bang, them motherfuckers play hard.
That Oklahoma game was fucking.
Them motherfuckers play hard. I saw the fourth and the OT of that one.
God damn. That was a game.
Them motherfuckers play hard.
You know what? I don't care if it's all SEC. They got it right this year.
Oh, yeah. Fucking right.
You know,
even Ohio State, I'm like, I can't hear what y'all was talking about.
No, I don't. I mean, this year they got it right. And everybody wants to fuck the SEC already. You got two teams in the national championship.
They got the fucking best. That's the best
two teams. Did they play each other this year?
No.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to take Georgia on that one.
Damn.
I'm going to take Georgia by like a slim lead. I'm going to say like six.
I think it's going to be a great fucking game. I'm going to take. I actually won't go with Saban, but for some reason I've been thinking Georgia, man. I've really been feeling my gut is like Kirby Smart gonna bring it back to GA.
I kind of like again. Obviously, we hate Atlanta,
right?
But I don't have
a problem with the college team. Yeah, but I hate the fucking Falcons, pussies.
I guess that, I mean it's always a weird thing in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I hate those teams that, like, consistently win. Like, okay, I'm sick of Golden State already. It's been 3 years.
I still like Golden State.
But I still like them. Yeah. And then in your head, you're like, maybe you could see, like the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're really seeing something that you probably won't ever
see. Like Nick Saban, you're really seeing five fucking championships. Like, damn.
I mean, and he went, what, two more times?
Right, you're like, damn.
Yeah, I mean,
that's some real dynasty shit going on.
And he hasn't been.
I'm going to stick with Saban. Kirby, I like you, Kirby.
Give me,
so I'm going Alabama, he's going Georgia. I'm going to say 28 to 24 because they're going to force Jalen Hurts and them to score because them running backs, they can get at least 3 or 4 touchdowns. I believe that.
I mean, for how many points they put up in that first playoff game.
Right.
But Alabama's not known to put up a ton of points. Right. They're more defensively minded. I'll go lower. I'll go 20 to 14, Georgia.
Okay.
All right. And I
But I'm looking forward to this one. That's a good fucking matchup.
Yeah, it really is. I'm excited. Now, where is this one being played?
Georgia. Fucking Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, no, that's what I'm telling you.
There you go. I think Georgia's got it then.
Right. I mean,
that's crazy.
I just don't think it matters.
That's crazy. They have like, that's like if USC was playing in, the Rose Bowl, yeah.
I just don't think Nick Saban ever gives a fuck. He can play on Mars, and his team will come out and fucking.
Who did they lose to this year? Both teams, actually. Who did they lose to?
Georgia lost. The game they lost was by 25 points. Who the fuck did they lose to?
Tennessee? Auburn?
Might be Auburn. Because they were saying they were the only second team to ever make it to the national championship to lose a game with by 20.
And then Alabama, I think they lost a close one, but it was like, I don't think it was a big name team.
Yeah, I don't remember who the fuck that was. But,
oh, maybe it was, dude. No. I'm wrong. Did they not lose the opener against Florida State? I don't know. I could easily look this shit up. But all right. Anyways, it should be a good national championship game, and I'm fucking watching it. Yeah, it's my one day off that week.
Nick, number six.
Are you off that Monday?
No, I don't think so.
Fuck.
Nick, well, number six.
If
I am off, I'll come watch
it. Come watch it, yeah. Because I'm watching it.
You got a nice fucking TV going on. How big that TV is?
55.
That's a nice fucking TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. If I'm off, I'm definitely coming. Yeah, just thought about that. Like, I would enjoy it.
Yeah, because that's my one fucking day off.
It's this Monday coming.
Yeah, it's Monday. Like in a couple days.
Yeah, shit.
Maybe Saban is right. Like you know, all the stupid ESPN guys are like, "Ooh, is Nick Saban bitching? Is he doing?" It's like he's kind of got a point,
right? Like, and that's serious because you got to think about it, man. Like
these guys just had a month off and they played these fantastic games. Man. Now you just give them like six days,
not even six, really, like four or some shit. You got to travel, you got to do all this other shit. You got to. That's why them boys are smoking so much weed and shit, though.
Yeah.
So we're talking about playoffs.
Playoffs.
Which the fucking Hawks, man, what happened?
A 9-7 team. A 9-7 team that doesn't make the playoffs. The NFC was really tight this year. I mean, they were there. They just, number one, they didn't get it done.
Number one, Pete's ain't coming back. He's not retiring.
No, he won't. The team's really going to change next year. Mm-hmm.
Which I think, I've been thinking about that since the last time we had this conversation. I think that's for the better.
I mean, here's the problem. It always sucks when you lose, like, the face of a franchise, mm-hmm. and you might lose two of them in Sherman and Chancellor, but there's no guarantee they're ever going to be the same player because they both had nasty fucking injuries, and they're both going to be wanting a lot of money.
Yeah, and I can tell you that Achilles shit is some
okay.
other shit.
And the guys they brought in the draft and in free agency have played pretty well with Earl Thomas at the center, even though Earl wants to go to the Cowboys. I don't know why he's saying shit like that, but I think he's just pissed that they're going to break up the Legion of Boom. But he signed to like another 2 years, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
You got to sign Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright because they lock up that middle.
Bennett's going to be gone.
Bennett will probably, he's going to want too much money. But then you get a pass, but you're going to save a lot.
Right. And he got Sheldon Richardson, right? So he good. He there.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a 1 year. No.
But his extension would be really small. Okay. It wouldn't be a Bennett type contract. I think now you build up the offensive line.
You got to get, as much as I like y'all receivers, I still feel like they got to get somebody else.
Graham will be gone.
So you got to get a new tight end. Who y'all got backing him up?
Luke Wilson.
I like Luke Wilson.
No, and there's another guy, too, that's not bad. They're not Jimmy Graham, but they're not bad. I mean, offensive line. Okay,
because so I got to see Russell do his patented.
We could say
reverse rollout
16 times.
Oh my god, I've seen that shit so many times.
They need a running back, dude. You got Mike Davis, Carson will be back.
Oh no, you got
Rawls.
Hey, if they healthy, oh no.
If they healthy, have a line,
that is the. I don't give a fuck what nobody saying. I love my Saints backfield. Those precise name them for me.
Rawls,
Carson, and what's the other one?
Mike Davis.
Fantasy. That's the best fucking running backs in the fucking NFL.
But on when one you have team. The shittiest,
but line. When you have the when you everyone gets injured week after week, then you're like, okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, you keep the truth and Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, and Richardson, you got to keep Richardson.
Richardson,
because I think
and Lockett, those guys.
Right.
I like all those.
The only thing they're so small. I just want them to get one bigger receiver.
Remember when they had TJ Husmanzada for like a couple years? I think that was Hasselbeck.
Husmanzada with the Bengals, he always produced to me.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
One tall receiver, Larry Fitzgerald.
That wouldn't be a bad.
No, I'm just nervous that like everybody's saying it's kind of the end of an era for the Seahawks because of how good the Rams are. because the Niners stepped up at the end of the season. The Cardinals, they went 8-8.
Right.
I mean, and
Carson's gone now, so they're gonna have to really crank it back up. And new coach, new quarterback.
And David Johnson will be back. I mean, yo, the NFC West might be, like, the best division next year.
Might be, like, my fucking division South. Is this year. Like,
I did not see that coming.
I told you, man.
Because
Cam wanted him. You ever realize how shitty the Panthers are? Like,
yeah.
That's a shitty-ass team.
Like, I mean, when you look at Kelvin Benjamin, like, name another receiver
right, you
on
look
team.
Around and you're like, Funches? Yeah. You look around and you're like, damn, he really does a lot with nothing. I give him credit. And that defense is fucking...
He's the East Coast version of Russell Wilson, but way bigger.
Yeah.
I just think Russell's a little more, like, elusive.
Oh, definitely.
You know? But, I mean, Cam, like, you can't tackle that guy.
But...
all right, so let's get to the games.
Yeah.
So we got Tennessee at Kansas City.
Okay. Who picking first? You or me?
I'm going Kansas City.
Okay, I'm going with the motherfucking Marcus Mariota and my boy running back from the University of Alabama. What's his name? The big boy.
I forgot his name. I think Kansas City wins that one by like 10. Yeah. I don't think that's a very fun game.
I think Mariota going to shock the world.
I mean, if he does, he does. This one I think is a blowout, Atlanta at L.A. It'll be the first playoff game in L.A. Yeah. I think the Rams win by 20.
I hope they win by 20.
I honestly, this is the one game, and it'll get to me being a homer later. That's the one.
What day is that on?
That's Saturday. So the Saturday games are Tennessee, Kansas City, Atlanta, L.A. L.A.'s going to be electric.
They better be.
Yo.
Oh, I didn't realize he sat everybody the last game, though.
Yeah.
That's why they played so shitty.
Yeah. Think about this. First NFL playoff game in 20. Fuck.
Since the juice was free. The first free.
Yeah. Yeah, the first free.
The first free. Not the second free. The first.
Think about that.
Yeah.
The city's going to be electric. And, all right, we'll say that L.A. has more bandwagon fans than any other place.
Than anywhere in the fucking world.
But I've been seeing Ram shit, like, nonstop. Yeah. And I like that the team is starting to support a football team that isn't USC and isn't UCLA.
Oh, wait till that stadium. When that stadium and shit come, we're going to go a few years and be like, damn, remember when people wouldn't go to the... You'd be it's going to be a hot ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Hot piece of ass.
Mm. And,
So we both got the Rams.
Oh, I think that's... Easy.
I just hope they beat the shit out of
them. For the first time in 18 years, give me one. Buffalo Bills are back in the playoffs.
Oh, man, that's... Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. So,
but to probably play the hottest team in the AFC.
I'm going to say this. I didn't pay attention to a lot of games. But when he said something, so I went on my phone, was watching ESPN on the app and shit. And I'm like, damn, I really hope these fucking dudes win this fucking game. And he was like, man, you know, that'd be cool, da, da, da. And, you know, once they won, and then the other team won, and I was like, and you was like, man, this shit makes me smile. And I was like, that shit made me feel good. I was like, damn, that's amazing.
Dude, when I watched the play, because they had to have the Ravens lose, and that was a close game.
That was.
Because if the Ravens won, they would have got in.
Right. And shout out to Marvin Lewis for getting his extension. You heard?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talk shit. It was never that he's a bad coach, because he's a good fucking coach.
Okay. So I'm like... When I'm texting you, I'm like watching on my on like the game center
mm-hmm.
on my break. No, there's a Gatorade.
Go ahead.
There's on the game center. I'm watching, and I'm like, all right, the Bills won. They took care of business. All we need is the Bengals to win, and the score is like fucking 20-24. Ravens are up, and I'm like, God damn it! Now I see Bengals got the ball back. Andy Dalton, 60-yard pass.
Man.
Game over.
Red Rocket.
The Bengals win.
The Red
and now,
Rocket.
This is how Bills fans are. Andy Dalton has a charity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's for like mentally ill kids and their families and stuff. Bills fans donated $1 million to Andy Dalton's charity, who's not a Buffalo Bill,
right.
By the way. But because of him, they got and he put out like a press release. He's like, the Buffalo Bills are top class in the NFL fan base, and they're not because I've been to a lot of games. They're a bunch of fucking dirtbags. But they're
shots.
They love that team. I'm telling you. And I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'll wear my Jim Kelly jersey next week.
Shout out to Kelly Herb.
But when we talk, like, I'm looking at the Bills and I'm like, okay, Sean McDermott. And okay, you got McCoy.
Right. And okay, don't forget we've sat our fucking quarterback at some point for Nate Peterman, who threw 99 interceptions in one game. what the fuck?
And that, and then throughout the season, you get rid of Sammy Watkins. Before the season, you get rid of Robert Woods. You get rid of your two targets.
Yeah.
No, okay. You
bring in Kelvin Benjamin.
You get Kelvin Benjamin, but a hurt Kelvin Benjamin.
Who got hurt three more times.
Then you get rid of Marcel Darius.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this team is just rebuilding. They don't really give a fuck. Yeah.
And we say that a few times.
They don't care about the quarterback. The Tyrod's gone. Now they're in the playoffs.
Right.
So, like, if any team is a team of destiny, to at least win
Okay. So this who they playing? I don't even know.
Jacksonville.
I said it. That don't suck. They're going to win. I'm telling you, they're going to win. In Jacksonville. So get your jacuzzi pool or whatever it is over at the stadium with the suite where Jacksonville got the jacuzzis and shit. It's going to be a long day in that jacuzzi, motherfucker.
Okay.
Tyrod coming with a fucking three-piece suit on these hoes.
Okay. My take on that game is Jacksonville's going to blow them out or the Bills win a close one.
Let me tell you the X factor that everybody seems to forget.
Well, if McCoy doesn't play, they're going to lose the game.
Jacksonville has a great defense, but when Blake Bortles is your quarterback, you always got a chance to lose, baby. Shout out to Buffalo with the win.
If McCoy doesn't play, the Bills don't win.
My grandmother could play this game, I'm telling you. Shout out to Buffalo.
Well, suit her up.
Blake Bortles going down.
They don't. The Bills' secondary is starting to look like a young Legion of
Boom. I'm telling you, man. You said destiny. Let them boys be great. Let them boys go get a win.
I think game of the week is our Sunday night game, or Sunday afternoon game, Carolina at the Saints. I think the Saints win, but you just said about Cam.
Right, but that last game, I just saw how bad they are around him.
Yeah.
They look fucking hard. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, one guy.
How did they win 11 games?
Like, dude, ESPN has it. ESPN has Patriots Saints. I'm kind of digging that.
I like that too. That shit just put a smile on my face.
But we'll go. You know, we'll go weekly and we'll just talk about the game. I don't want to go any further. We'll just see how this goes. So you got Tennessee, which I think is a shitty pick. Mm-hmm. I got Kansas City. We both got the Rams.
And I got Buffalo.
I'm just gonna go Buffalo
because I'm gonna say don't be.
I think I'll be wrong, but fuck it. I gotta go.
How you not, motherfucker? 18 years or some shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The last time they're in the playoffs, I graduated high school.
So, thank you. You think you need to be picking against that for Blake Bortles, right. Motherfucker?
Yeah, you're right. Fuck Jacksonville.
Fuck that.
Jackson will be good next year when they get another
fucking quarterback.
And the Saints. I mean, I think the Saints is a lock. You know?
What's the other
game? I just think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Tennessee, Kansas City. That's like the
Kansas City Saturday.
That's like the least sexy game I've ever heard of in the playoffs.
Man, but I that's one I would actually watch. Just since I'm telling you, it's Mariota. I won't see it.
No, I want to see. I want to see what the Rams do.
Because how long has it been since they've been in? It's been a while too, right?
The Titans.
Yeah,
2008. Yeah, almost 10 years.
Yeah, fuck. So.
Yeah, it's been a while. Jacksonville.
Which games on
Saturday?
I don't
know if Jacksonville's ever been in the fucking playoffs.
Which game? No, you remember back in the day when it was
good? Oh, yeah. Who they have?
Keenan Allen.
No, that's recent.
Keenan,
the goddamn quarterback I'm trying to think of.
Oh, left hand, Brunel.
Yeah.
And my boy.
They actually were decent.
The black dude. What's his name?
Goddamn it.
Fuck.
You're right.
Can't think of his name.
Anyways.
So who's on Saturday and who's on Sunday? That's what I was like.
Saturday. So Saturday 1, Tennessee, Kansas City.
Okay.
Saturday 5, Atlanta, L.A.
Okay,
all right.
So
this city is going to be stupid on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Bills, Jacksonville.
And Saints.
Early, and then Carolina Saints.
Shit, that's fine.
And I get to watch. You know what I'm pumped about? I get to watch that Bills game. Because I'll be at work, but we got the TV.
NFL seems like they got it right this year. I like this shit.
This is good. It's almost like the college football playoffs. They got it right.
So then, okay, I know we're not picking the next round, but who goes where?
It all depends on
who wins, okay.
Yeah, like say if Buffalo wins,
yep.
They go to New England. Okay.
Shout out to Belichick. Got them boys practicing in fucking a snowstorm today.
So like, let's say Buffalo wins, then Tennessee or Kansas City would go to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Okay. LA wins, they're going to go to Minnesota.
Okay.
And then New Orleans wins, they go to Eagles.
Philly, baby.
Oh, and that's an easy
Nick Foles, dude, we coming for you.
I'm going to be honest. The only team, if I'm the Saints, that I'd be scared of is the Rams.
And the Rams got to get through the Vikings in Minnesota.
Yeah. Where the Super Bowl is being played.
Right.
So much like the college football, where it's like a rarity, besides that USC team that won at the Rose Bowl and won the national title. It's never happened in the NFL, where a home team hosts the Super Bowl in that brand new stadium.
And so can it be a college and a no it can because the Saints going?
Oh, man. Listen. Tennessee, L.A., Buffalo, Jacksonville, Carolina. I never would have put them in the play. I like it, though. I like that it's new teams, except for the Patriots and the Steelers, of course, because they're always fucking.
Right. Yeah, I just saw that footage of them practicing in the snow. I was like, God damn, it's like a blizzard.
He's like, fuck it.
You're like, fuck it.
So, so we did football. Okay, so as of January 1st, this is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All these new laws and regulations and shit come into effect. Like, supposedly, January 1st, we can walk into a weed shop and just buy weed.
Yeah, I see when you say that.
You can't. Okay. I talked to a guy. because it's still like processing. Oh, there's okay. like two that are like vetted by the local, like the county.
Yeah.
Like one in Culver City, one like way the fuck out. Mm-hmm. All the other ones, like you still got to have a card.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I seen Jeff Sessions today. Say he still going to give him power to prosecute medical. I was like, damn. This.
So no, and so the guy, he broke it down to me. The one that we tried to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can I just come in
Did we ever figure out, does he own that place or does he work there?
He's a supplier and he works there. So I think he grows his own shit. Okay. And then, So he basically said, what's going to happen is the tax is going to be 35% on recreational. So if we just walk in there without a card, we're paying a 35% tax.
God damn.
If you have your card, it's a 15% tax, which it is right now.
That's a big-ass difference. Fuck.
So you just most people are just going to keep getting the stupid cards, right. even though we could, like, if like we really wanted to.
Right, but just
for the tax. But he's like, but you still can't just walk in. I'm like, so then what was, he's like, it's all in litigation still.
Yeah.
Because it's such a weird thing.
With I've seen the one store, it's like the oldest medical marijuana shop in Frisco. They are one of the few that have the whatever already, and people was lined up and shit. And I was like, "Well, what's the difference?" And it was like, "Oh, everybody don't have that shit." I was like, "Oh,
because you got to buy." It's like a license.
Yeah, that's
it's like a licensing fee, basically.
That's
a good and it's like 50 G's or $100,000. It's like a really ridiculous amount.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think a lot of stores are like, "Fuck it, we'll just keep them medicinal.
Right.
Just go get your stupid fake card like we had, and then you know."
I just hope that Jeff Sessions. I'm like, man, that shit. He really don't like marijuana. God damn.
I never seen somebody. Is he fucking William Randolph
Hearst? Right, I'm like, well, he's just so angry about marijuana.
I don't pay attention to politics.
You shouldn't, but today that just popped up, like him and medical marijuana. He's really trying to still get it prosecuted.
So that happens, and then the whole big deal is that, 2000, because LA is on track for minimum wage to be $15 by 2020.
Yeah.
So this year it's supposed to be $13.50, which would mean a raise for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm all pumped. I look at stats, it's like, oh shit, 2018. $13.50. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I'll be making, you know, that's an extra $200 a month for me. Look, not till July. I'm like, motherfucker, man.
Not till the middle of the year.
Not till July. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, they just know how to fuck you on this shit. Honestly, they do. July. You think I want to stay at this fucking, I'm not even going to say it.
You do want to stay there. Because we went through the days of not having any security. Now you got security.
You're right.
Fuck
that. Yeah, we do. We got security. It's Bushwick Bill.
Yeah. I'm like the white Bushwick Bill. The black Jeff Sessions, bitch.
Jesus. Any white famous? No?
Yes.
Okay.
First off, they canceled the
show. I want to...
Okay.
I want to finish sports, then we'll go...
Yes, because I like sports.
Okay. So I watched my first NBA game season yesterday.
Who was the team, first off?
It was Celtics Cavs.
Oh, you did tell me.
And I'm like, I was excited for the game. Right. Kyrie versus...
But Isaiah didn't play.
Isaiah didn't... Yo, the Celtics are fucking good.
Yeah.
Fuck
with without fucking Gordon Hayward.
They're good.
They're good.
Kyrie is like...
Them young motherfuckers...
Kyrie's like MVP caliber.
Lonzo Ball was my pick for the Lakers. If Lonzo wasn't in the draft, I always said it's the number one pick in the draft should have been Jason Tatum. I stick to that. He would have been a Laker, a Celtic. I was like, this dude is going to be fucking phenomenal. He's leading the NBA in three-point percentage.
He's awesome.
A fucking 19-year-old.
No, I'm just saying, like, the team, like, I'm like, okay, here, this is when the Cavs come back. No. Mm-hmm. Like, the Celtics are that fucking good.
I like Jaylen Brown, too. They got some good
And then it was, what, Thunder and Lakers, another fucking blowout. And
my Lakers. Man, but if the Thunder,
I saw yesterday, if the Thunder are, like, pardon the pun, rolling like this, they're going to be trouble.
No, they're not. I seen enough of their games. It gets weird at points because Melo just fades away. Paul George is like begging for the ball.
Melo's like Paul Pierce on the Clippers. Like
But the Lakers are so fucking. This is why Alonzo is so good because they don't play together, man. This shit is crazy. Man, I was like, lost by 37 points.
That was hard. Yeah, those weren't very good games.
Yeah,
no. And I was because. Now that football's come to an end, I'm going to get into college basketball and NBA. And so I'm like, oh, cool, I get to see some games. And they're just awful games.
Dog shit, yeah.
You know, it's like, I ended up turning on hockey. I was like, fuck this.
Magic Johnson going to clean house. He's going to get rid of a lot of people. Randall, all them other motherfuckers got to go.
I like Randall, though.
I like Randall, but I don't like him for the league. It don't fit.
Yeah, he's a better fit on, like, Memphis or something.
Right, somewhere that day. See? You know your basketball.
Yeah. He would be a good fit there. Yeah. He has that... Who's the guy they had forever? Zach Randolph.
Zach Randolph, yeah.
Z-Bo.
Yeah.
That's it for me on sports. Oh, I watched some college basketball. There's been some lot of upsets this year or this week.
Who you saw?
Villanova, like the top four teams all lost.
Oh, okay. I saw that dude from Oklahoma, Trey Young. It's a bad motherfucker. Yeah, shout out to him.
That guy's good. Oklahoma's having a good sports year.
Yeah.
I miss getting Sports Illustrated. Every year they used to do like top college,
mm-hmm.
like just all sports.
Yep.
And it was always, you know, like UConn, University of Texas, because just like lacrosse and swimming and you know, not other just shit. All the other sports, you know. USC, UCLA, you know, they're always up there. I'd always like to see like where University of Buffalo fits in. They'd be like number 109 out of 110. So I feel bad for them.
Because they're below.
Yeah. Below me. Okay. So, let's get to, what's that? Media talk, we'll call it.
Media talk.
All right. So White Famous got canceled.
Yes.
And I've been waiting three episodes to give you my opinion of the show.
It got canceled.
Do you watch one, two episodes?
One.
Okay. And was I wrong in my saying I couldn't take another episode? And
no, but you didn't say why. You got to say why.
Okay.
Now you have the right to say why.
It's, they're trying to make Black Entourage.
Definitely trying to make Black Entourage.
Okay. And when I talk to the homie that I always talk to movies and stuff about, mm-hmm. who, like I said, is a black dude who works for Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Jay Farrell's just not likable in the show. He's just not. Like, you don't give a fuck. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
And you just don't really care. I mean, maybe that changes, but he's not a likable. He's not Adrian Grenier or whatever his name is. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know,
no, I know.
He's not a likable guy.
Yeah.
He's like, he's got a kid.
Because half the time, Adrian's just smiling. And he was like, oh, he wasn't the best actor in the world. Just
no. Just nice, that, but Jay Farrell's just like, he comes off like such like a, not a racist, but which that's what the show's about.
Right.
But like, just like an asshole. Like,
yeah.
Fuck this guy. Like, I got that from it. Plus, it made me feel like dirty. Like, fucking A, man. Like, people. I get it. And then even like Jamie Foxx part was just awkward mm-hmm. and weird. And maybe that happened. And maybe he thought it was funny. But like, it was just, there was nothing redeeming about any character in that show.
Not at all. And I don't think if season two it would have been any better.
Like I said, you didn't even give it a second episode.
No. But I wanted to watch the first one just to see what the
and
hell.
Even though Rapport was going to be in the next ones, and maybe I'd like him mm-hmm. more, because he looks like Rapport's going to be the Ari character.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I
didn't like it.
Yeah, no.
And maybe, in like this guy said, Jay Farrell's just not ready yet to lead an entire series.
And I believe that. And I'm glad they gave him a shot. I'm always glad for the black man to get a shot. But, yeah. I don't even think enough people, like, want to know Jay Farrell. And he gets his haircut at my barbershop out here. And
if, like, okay, in that role, if you would have put him as, like, the fat guy friend,
mm-hmm.
but had him as the friend who's, like, a little funnier because he's
right.
a comedian,
right.
not so, like, sullen and, like, shitty, and maybe had, like, fucking Tyrese. As the guy, you know,
yeah, somebody else.
I think he would have been great as like the E on Entourage.
Right. And I'm glad they gave him the shot, but like I said, he's more like the wingman. Yeah,
he's a comedian,
right?
You should have made him funny. He's a fucking asshole in the show. Like, he says nothing funny.
Right. That's like the you ever seen the Carmichael Show?
No.
And he,
I like him,
but he gives the same vibe. It's like. You know, it's educated, it's pointed, but
there's nothing fun about it.
It's it got some. It's just
it ain't no fun. Him. Homies he can't
just,
have none.
He's just like so monotone and shit. And the people that I know who watch it, just like you know, he just don't really do it for me. And I'm like,
what movie was he in? Jared Carmichael. Was he in that
top five?
Was he in Neighbors?
Yeah, he sure was. Was that guy from? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's funny, but yeah, he has a dead. He couldn't carry a series,
and that's his series. And that's what I'm saying. It's like,
no, you can't be that fucking like deadpan,
right? And that's,
I mean, it's funny, but it's like, what's that? What's a famous comedian? Stephen Wright.
Okay, right.
Where he's like, you know, I went to,
and that's Jared Carmichael all fucking day long on that show. But the people around him bring the like energy and shit, and I'm just like,
what about those two kids from what's that movie? 22 Jump Street, the two twins. Are they like comedians?
The black dudes?
Two black dudes with glasses?
Yeah, they got the cartoon.
They're pretty funny. Now, see, those guys, they're kind of deadpan, but they're also kind of goofy.
Right. But their cartoon is funny as shit.
Is it?
Their cartoon, yeah.
I like those guys.
Yeah.
I like those movies. Yeah, all right, guys. Yeah, so, like, I'm glad that you agree with me.
Yeah, no.
I didn't want it to be like, I don't like the show because they're putting out white people. I just didn't.
Nah, that ain't had nothing to do with it.
No, I mean, but they do.
They could, right, but fuck, how many shows
we saw? And I mean, even like.
Fred Sanford was putting out white people. His shit was funny, though.
Yeah, because he was funny.
Right.
Fred Jay Farrell, you're a fucking comedian. You were on SNL. You left SNL over weird circumstances, I heard.
Yeah.
And now you get your own show, and you're just like, I don't know.
I just think it wasn't ready. The more I looked at it, it was just. I felt Jamie Foxx was trying to do him a favor. Yeah, he was trying to do him a favor, and it was like, you know what?
And then, but Jamie Foxx, that cameo, fucking that. Yeah. No, I felt like dirty watching it. I'm like, this sucks.
And as much as I like that, I remember Jamie Foxx was promoting the shit everywhere, but it just felt like nobody was really interested in it. I really had that feeling, like when I saw him kept trying to bring it up.
I think that if it was the exact same storyline, and you had a different
actor, if the lead was somebody else, yeah. I get that. I get that a lot.
Like Steve Urkel.
Because he would have put more like energy into it and shit.
Okay. Yeah. Childish Gambino, he would have been perfect in that role.
I believe that.
You know? Yeah. He really would have been. That would have been a role for him. Because he could be like quirky and goofy. Mm-hmm. That fucking Jay Farrell with that look and like just like mean dogging the camera the whole time. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I didn't understand that one either. Because I didn't expect him not to try to be funny.
Yeah, it's like a comedy show. It's like a sitcom. Why is it so
angry?
Yeah, I don't. Why are you always hating?
Why are you so angry, brother?
But okay, well, I'm glad I wasn't wrong about that. I watch a couple other stuff, a couple other things. Well, last night I watched Spider-Man: Homecoming again. It's a fucking good movie.
Never saw.
I think you'd like it. It's exactly what Spider-Man should be, and it has Michael Keaton in it.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah. He's great. And it just, it's done really, really well.
Okay.
You know, because I've been having a lot of issues when it comes to, like, The Punisher. I'm like 9 shows deep now.
Okay.
It took like 3 fucking episodes to get going.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's finally going.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Okay, I get it. And now we know who Jigsaw is going to be.
Yeah.
Which is cool because it's like his buddy from the war and shit, right?
Yeah.
Have you finished the series?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they cut up his face? Don't tell me. No, don't cut me. Because that's obviously what's going to happen.
Obviously.
Because that's the character in the comics.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I love that they do it to him because he's such a good looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
I don't know if I like that Indian chick in it though.
She keeps taking off her clothes and she looks really good.
Yeah, she looks alright, but I don't know
if she reminds me of the chick from Quantico.
Okay. I don't know if I like her or not. I don't know. She's a good actress. I hate like her like little underling guy with the beard. That guy's a...
Yeah.
Marvel TV shows have the worst sidekicks.
Right.
And I do like Micro.
Mm-hmm.
And like the chick kissing him and him watching it. Like I knew that was bound to happen.
Right.
But it also was a terrific plot twist.
It held up. It did.
Okay. I got a couple more episodes and then I'll figure it out. Okay. Okay. What else did I watch here? Bright.
I watched Bright too, as much as everybody was like, it's terrible.
Okay. So, my take on it.
Okay.
Guys, if you don't know Bright, it's a Netflix original movie.
$90 million.
And
it's just got greenlit for part 2.
And it's got Will Smith. And it took me half an hour to realize it was Joel Edgerton from Warrior that was the fucking orc.
Yeah.
What I was getting at was, there's like no orc. It just throws you into this world of Los Angeles, modern day.
Orcs and humans.
Cops. There's orcs. There's elves. And basically, without saying it, the elves are Jews. Because they live in Beverly Hills, which they call Elf Town.
Elf Town, they're rich.
Okay, but they're all rich. They all have the money. And orcs, I would say, are probably black or Mexican, minority.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's kind of how they set it up. And you just are thrown into it. And I like that they did that. But my one, all right, number one, I expected nothing out of the fucking movie.
Me neither.
I expected nothing.
Yeah.
I had fun watching it. Is it a good film? No.
No, not at all.
No, no.
Not at all.
Would it have
been? Did I watch it though? Yes, I did. And I had it on in the background for something. And I was like, let me watch this shit and see what the fuck is going on.
Would it have been a better series, like a 6-7 part series? Probably so. 100%.
Yeah.
If they would have done it like these Marvel films, because then we could find out magic wands and shit. It was like, honestly, it was a 7 part series crammed into a 2-hour movie.
One film, right.
It was just too much.
And then they did the, they released like last week, the history of magic or something, like explaining a lot of the shit that's going on.
In the show?
In the film, yeah.
Okay.
So you can watch I think it's on Netflix. I seen it online.
I'm going to look that up. And like I said, I didn't hate it.
Right.
I thought it was interesting and a new take on something.
Mm-hmm.
But like, again, talking to the dude, he said it had too many parts of other things, like Alienation, remember that show? Mm-hmm. He said it had a lot of that. He said it had a lot of like the Marvel stuff in
it. I do remember Alienation.
Yeah. And but like I told him, though, as much as I'm saying I would like it to be a longer series so I can get more shit, it did just jump in.
Well, part two coming for your ass.
Part two, still balling. Mm-hmm. Part two, California Love with a gay ass Dre.
Gay ass Dre.
So yeah, I'm like partial on that film. Like I don't, like I said, I enjoyed watching it. I didn't like it.
I
didn't hate it.
Mm. There's a lot of worse shit out there.
You know what was the one saving grace in that movie? And I'm going to be honest with this. Will Smith. I'm going to say, I haven't seen Will Smith like this in a character since Bad Boys.
Right. I like that he didn't take himself too serious for this shit.
He was goofy. He was cussing. He was having fun. Like,
now, the one part that I was like, and it seemed like they just threw it in there. When he killed the fairy, I was just like, why did I need to see it? So they setting me up for something that I just...
I think since that's in the beginning of the movie, they're trying to show that like it's like this isn't LA, this is like a magic world.
Right. It was just like,
and damn, they didn't need to show the wife. Number one, she didn't have, I don't care what color she was, she had no part of the movie. Yeah. You didn't need to show that.
Say leave now.
Like, it just in the beginning, and it's like I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? And then that guy always plays a dickhead in every fucking one of these movies.
Yeah.
There's a cop in it.
I know who you're talking. I don't know.
He's
his
like
name.
From the Mindy Project. Right, that guy. He's always the like asshole kind of guy.
Every fucking body.
Yeah. He's like the new guy from 16 Blocks we were talking about. Oh, yeah, always plays like the dickhead cop.
Shout out to Mose.
And I don't know. I mean, if you guys want to check it out, I mean, if you have Netflix, it's free. So.
And 11 million people watched it in like the first 2 days.
So damn.
As bad as it was. Everybody was like, what the fuck is this?
Better than White Famous.
Definitely better than White Famous.
Last but not leastly, well, maybe not.
You think they was whole, because I didn't watch more episodes. You think they was like saying season two, we going to get them. We going to open it up.
Maybe episode two, we're going to get them. But like, I didn't even, I did not, I like honestly was like, I have something better to do than try to watch another one of these. Why? You think season... You said you only watched one episode.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to... Because I'm trying to figure out, like, who convinced him, like, we're going to play... This is how you need to play this character. You need to be... You know, you need to be serious.
You need to be an angry black male in America.
Right.
That's... And that it refuses to, like, be famous and make money.
Right.
What?
Right.
What? Who would... That really bothered me. You know? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But...
Ugh. What's our time? What time are we on?
1:30. We got a little bit, right? I'll rock this out quick. Okay. Well, then lastly, I'll just do one more, and we could just call it a short episode.
Shorter the pimp.
And then if you could come over Monday, I want to go back, because I think my schedule is going to be off Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
So we can go back to Mondays. I like doing those
like
anyway.
The beginning of the week, man.
This movie... Again, what? So now this is like four things that I had no, like, reason to watch or even care about, but I'm just bored. Daddy's Home with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I never seen that one.
I'm like, all right, fuck it. I want to just decompress and watch something silly. I see it's like an Adam McKay one, and I normally like, other guys.
Yeah,
I like Step Brothers. It's actually really fucking funny. And I'm so Will Ferrell in the movie.
And they got two parts, right? Don't they have another one?
Yeah, but that one, number two, I guess, is like awful. This one, like, people actually liked. It's actually fucking kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the other guys, if you like Step Brothers, it's like that. It's like really fucking stupid. And Will Ferrell just plays like a sweet, nice guy who just gets his ass kicked and all, you know. And
then Mark Wahlberg
is like the badass, but at the same time, he's not like that bad of a guy. He's actually like a nice guy. And so, like, I don't know. Like, there's something about it. Sometimes, especially this time of year, when all the movies that like we are going to end up watching and talking about are going to be Oscar nominated and like there's going to be all these fucking people dead or like... people cheating on each other and like these dramas and all that. It's fun sometimes just to watch some shit that's like stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's all, like, seriously, like the past week, that's all I watch is stupid shit. That's why I like Spider-Man. You really gotta see Spider-Man Homecoming.
I watched Bright, so I'm up for it.
No, I will actually say this. Spider-Man Homecoming is the best Spider-Man they've ever made.
Damn. Gotta check it out.
I know it sounds silly.
No, I don't. That's the one comic book movie I've never followed. Like, I couldn't tell you how good Tobey Maguire. I don't know. I have no
idea. Because Tobey Maguire, he was like fucking 40 when he was Spider-Man. He's supposed to be high school. And then that
Peter Parker. Which
is like, Andrew Garfield, is that his name?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like all sullen. He's like fucking
Jay Farrell.
He's all sullen and shit. Is like Spider-Man. It's like nobody wants to see it. Spider-Man was like a goofy kid, and that's what this is. This is a goofy kid.
Shout out to Jay Farrell, the next Spider-Man.
It's the same kid from Civil War.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know the little dude from the commercial.
Yeah, yeah. It's him, and so he played. Now it's his own movie. Mm-hmm. You know, and like it's like him taking video with Happy, which is Jon Favreau.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's all, like, shot on an iPhone, and it's, like, him at the, like, he sets up the camera, his phone,
yeah.
And it's him at, like, that fight from Civil War.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying? That's kind of cool shit.
Yeah.
And then he gets, like, you know, his own suit.
Tobey Maguire was 40 years old.
I mean, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, he's probably, maybe he's in his 30s, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, but yeah, for Spider-Man.
You gotta be, like, a young kid. Like, right. That's why, you know, like, I don't know, certain things don't work. And anything else pop off this week for you?
That's it, brother.
Did you do anything for New Year's or no?
Nope. Prayed. Got on my knees. Rest in peace to Courtney Daddy. Died on New Year's Eve when I was 12 years old.
I'm sorry.
Since then, make sure I get on my knees, talk to
him. Let me ask you a question. This is going to sound morbid.
Wow.
Courtney's dad owned the funeral home.
Right.
Did they dress him and all that stuff?
Yeah, hell yeah. His brother.
And you said he did that with his sister too, huh?
Yeah.
That's rough. But they're going to do it better than anybody else.
Send them all the right way, baby. Send them all the right way.
God. I mean, hey, that's just in the family, I guess, huh? Like, he doesn't think anything weird about it.
Nope.
Like, this isn't, like, a thing.
Nope.
Man.
You live and you die, motherfucker, so don't waste no time.
Wow. That's weird. Well, he's married? No.
No.
Mm-hmm. But he's got a child.
Yeah.
Okay.
My godchild. Senior in high school.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, first episode of 2018. Sports heavy,
man.
Media heavy. We talked about New Year's Eve and stuff like that. You know, it's going to be a great year, guys. Yep. And I hope you hear it in our voices that, like, we're trying to be a little more positive. Because I know I listen to a lot of podcasts sometimes, and they, like, put me down. Because it's just so fucking negative. Yeah. And I know I can be sometimes. I know that.
Fuck that negativity. All positive over here.
So, hey, enjoy. Enjoy your week, and you might get one quicker than you think, because hopefully we can do one Monday or Tuesday, all right? And, well, in the spirit of liquor license, I didn't do one fucking impression today.
That's true.
You know what?
That's very true.
And I'm not going to start. And I'm not going to fuck anybody's face.
Peace.
Bye. They want to be shorty's going to be a thug. Said he going to be. They going to be. Said he's going to be. Shorty's going to be a thug. Said he's going to be. One day he's gonna be, say he wanna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug, said he wanna be. One day he's gonna be, say he wanna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug. Was a nice middle class nigga, but no one knew the evil he do when he got a little bigger. Good off the final blaze for puffing on a Newport, plotting on another way to catch a case. Was only 16, yeah, convicted as a felon with a bunch of old niggas, but you the only one ain't telling. I tell you it's a cold world, stay in school. You tell me it's a man's world, play the rules and play fools. Break rules until we major, blaze up. Getting with hoes through my pager, was raised up. Commence the money making tactics, it's getting drastic. Niggas got automatics. My fingers on the trigger, tell the Lord make way for another straight thug nigga. I'm sitting getting buzzed, looking for some love from the homies. Cause shorty wanna be a thug, said he wanna be. One said he's gonna be, one said he's gonna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug, said he's gonna be. Said he's gonna be, one said he's gonna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug, said he's gonna be. One said he's gonna be, said he's gonna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug, said he's gonna be. One said he's gonna be, said he's gonna be. Shorty's gonna be a thug. Straight from the hall to the pit, an adolescent nigga standing way higher than 6'10". He carried weight like a Mack truck. On the bus on player haters. If the motherfuckers act tough, then that's what. I leave the weapon with the razor. This little nigga smoking weed and getting blazed up. No one can figure when the gun blast pull the trigger. Could take the life of a young nigga. Guns bigger. No mother and father. You see the niggas all alone. Old Thomas, my role model. The war's on. Been laced with this game till it's a part of me. My heart don't beat no fear, and it ain't hard to see. The future's looking dim. I'm trying to make a profit out of living in the sin. I'm in the dark getting buzzed, looking for some love out with the homies.
Shorty wanna be a thug.
Damn, you hit for 16, nigga. 16.